Let's get our Bibles and let's turn to the book of Psalm, chapter 139, and starting with verse 7. Psalm chapter 139 and verse 7. It's good to see everyone here tonight. Amen. It's good to be in God's house. Praise the Lord. Psalm 139, verse 7. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, and whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, and thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Amen. In one place he said, surely the darkness shall cover me. But I'm not going to talk about that. I want to talk about where he said, thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Amen. God covered him in his mother's womb. Praise the Lord. And something about this just jumped out at me, felt like it was of the Lord. And, of course, the Word of God is of the Lord, but you know what I'm talking about tonight. Amen. I want to preach just a little bit and minister the Word of the Lord. And I'd like to just title this, I've Got You Covered. Amen. I've Got You Covered. Let's pray. Let's ask for the anointing upon the Word of God. Anoint your word. Speak to us. Touch every one of us tonight. Lay your hand upon us, God. We need your touch. We need your anointing. We need your strength. Oh, God, bless your word tonight. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless you. You can be seated if you will help me. Amen. If you won't help me, I'll just have you stand up. Praise God. I'll preach to you while you're standing up. You know, I'm standing up. Praise God. And, well, anyhow, praise the Lord. You know, we've all had someone at some time in our lives tell us this. Hey, man, I've got you covered. Don't worry about it. I did a little bit of research into that, where that originated. I really didn't get an origin for it, but the dictionary actually has a definition of that term, I've got you covered. And it simply means I'll take care of everything, don't worry about a thing. Amen. Have you ever had somebody tell you that and then they didn't follow through? Amen. Don't worry, man, I got you covered. I'll take care of everything, don't worry about a thing. To make that statement is to promise and declare that you've got the power to do what is necessary to fix whatever comes up. Amen. If there's complete confidence in that person, then all of the fear and all of the distress is going to be gone. We usually get stress and we usually get fear when somebody tells us that, especially if they have a reputation of telling you that. Oh, don't worry, I've got you covered, everything's all right, don't worry about a thing. That's when we really start worrying, amen. That's when we really start getting stressed out about it. But when we talk about the Lord here tonight and the love that God has for us, this love of God is something that is incomprehensible. I don't believe that any of us tonight, or anyone for that matter, can really understand the love of God. Oh, to know the love of God and to walk in that confidence of God's love. Amen. For somebody to have the ultimate power and authority is really beyond our comprehension. Someone that can do anything, and when he says something, it will come to pass. Amen. It is true. We understand tonight that it is very true that God has all ultimate power and authority. And there is nothing, everybody said nothing, There is nothing beyond the scope of His authority and ability. And there is nothing, everybody said nothing. There is nothing that's beyond His ability to love and to protect that which He loves. Amen. Now, we got to get that down deep inside of our heart tonight because fear and stress come into your life, come into our lives when we really don't have a grasp of the love of God. Doesn't it say in the Scriptures that perfect love casteth out all fear? Amen. That's why the reason why is because when you know that somebody really loves you, you have complete confidence in them. And you don't worry about when they're not around you. You don't worry when things are not open and seen. You know you've got confidence in that person, and you have a stress-free and fear-free relationship with them. Amen. I never want to get to the place where I doubt the love and the compassion of the Lord. Amen. And so he described it to us here. David described it, and he says, is there a place that I can go from the presence of the Lord? Where can I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Amen. And so he said, where can I go to leave your presence if I wanted to? Jonah tried that, didn't he? He fled from the presence of the Lord, but he didn't accomplish what he was trying to do and ended up in the belly of a fish. Amen. And what we have to understand is wherever we are, God is with us. Well, praise the Lord. God is with us. David used two extremes here to let us know that there is a covering that God has for us. He used the two extremes, heaven and hell. And these are two extremes of the afterlife. Heaven, to me, speaks of good times, amen, blessings, all sorts of good things. That's what it's going to be like when we get to heaven, amen. And hell is the opposite of that extreme, amen. And it is a place of torment. It is a place of destruction. It is a place where there is no hope. And so David was literally saying here, that when I get to the place in my life where everything is going good, I know God's got me covered. Amen. But when I get to the place where I could say I'm going through hell itself, amen, then I can also say He's got me covered. Amen. Because it doesn't matter where we are, He is there. God is everywhere, and He knows everything. We cannot hide anything from the Lord. Amen. And when we look at this tonight and everything is going good, we equate that with the blessings of the Lord, don't we? Amen. Well, praise God. We do. Well, how's it going? Man, it's going really good. This, that, and the other is just coming together. Everything is right. There's no problems. Amen. Heaven has kissed the earth here. And the blessings of the Lord are just covering me, and everything is all right. But isn't it amazing that when we take a few steps towards making our bed in hell, amen, when you lay down at night and the troubles of life overwhelm you and the struggles of life bear down upon you, when you lay down at night and you're lonely because there's no one there with you, all of a sudden, our troubles become a fiery trial. And when someone says, how's it going? We say, well, it's not going that good right now. But the truth of the matter is, when it's going good, God's got us covered. Amen. And when it's not going good in our eyes, God's got us covered. Well, I guess I didn't make that point very well. Praise God. But that's exactly what it is. David said, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me. And that's sometimes where we are. We feel like darkness has covered us. Instead of God's covering upon us, then we believe that darkness has covered us. He said, if darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be a light about me. That's a word of faith right there for somebody tonight. Amen. The night shall be a light about me. And so we can always come back to the place where we say, yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. God does not dwell in darkness. Amen. We dwell in darkness. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day. We could all say the day and over the night. Everybody said the night. Those are two extremes right there. And to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. We don't really think that when we're walking in darkness that it's good. We don't really have the concept that God is with us no matter what is happening. Amen. No matter what trial or tribulation we are going through, that it is no difference in the eyes of God than when everything is going right. Or that we seem to think that it's going right. Amen. How many of us have ever thought that everything was going right, but we realized after a little while that there was an undercurrent? Amen. And it wasn't quite as good as we thought it was going to be. And that nice, shiny car, the radio sounds good, and we drive it down the road just a little ways, and all of a sudden the rods start knocking in it. Amen. Thought it was going really good. Excited. Really excited. I got me a brand new used car. And before you know it, you're a few miles down the road, and all of a sudden you're full of stress and anger because somebody sold you a junker. Amen. Well, somebody smiled just a little bit tonight. Praise the Lord. He divided the light from the darkness, and David was a man that had this experience in life, darkness and light. He made his bed in hell. He understood what heaven was all about as far as God's blessings upon the earth, and he writes another psalm in Psalm chapter 22 and verse 1, and it says, to the chief musician upon a jealous shahar, a psalm of David. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Amen. A direct prophecy of Jesus Christ right there on the cross. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me? Amen. And that gives us a little bit of comfort tonight to know that Jesus Christ, who was the Son of God, came to a place where he felt like and thought and understand that his Father had forsaken him. Amen. What we have to understand is that he has not forsaken us. If we will just hang in there, there's going to be a resurrection day coming very soon. Amen. And this was to the chief musician upon a jealous shahar. And I looked into that, And it means the hind, or a hind or a roe. That's a small deer. And it talks about the morning, the coming of the morning, which is shahar, which is the coming of the morning or the morning time. And adjaleth means the hind. And so it literally means the hind of the morning. If you've ever been driving out in the dark and then the sun comes up, you can always see some deer out in the field. They're out in the nighttime, and they're moving around, and they're feeding and all of that. And but then the morning time comes, and they're still out on the corners of the pasture or wherever they are, and you can see a lot of them in the morning. The morning time is when you got to be careful. The evening time is when you've got to be careful, because that's when they move around and you can't see very good. They say that most accidents take place in that twilight area where it's not light and it's not dark. It's kind of a misty haze. And you can't really see that well, but you can see a little bit. Amen. Not necessarily like a fog, but it is just the dawning of the morning. Amen. And David said here in this psalm, he titled it, well, that could be called the title of it, or that could have been the name of the master musician that was actually playing for David. There's controversy on that. I like the idea of it being a title of the psalm, the hind of the morning. What we have to be able to see in our life is that there is a morning time coming. Praise the Lord. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And the morning is coming. Amen. And God is saying, or David was saying here, you've got me covered, God. Amen. And from a human point of view here, and from the vantage point in the nighttime, we can't see in the nighttime. If you've ever been in a very, very dark place, it's kind of unnerving. You don't know where your next step is going to go. If you're out in the woods and it's a very dark night, I'll tell you what, it gets really interesting. I've been out deer hunting a couple of times in my life, and I was out in the woods once, and just east of here, I think it was in the Fall River area, and I was standing beside a tree, just standing there, waiting for the morning to come so I could see. And I'm telling you, all the noises that take place in the forest at night. Amen. I'm glad that I couldn't see everything, but there were noises. I went down a hedgerow and went to a big tree. I saw all kinds of deer tracks around the bottom of that tree, and I thought, I'm going to go down and climb up in that tree, and when the deers come, I'm going to be able to get me one. Amen. And I went down there. The deer were already there. And Brother Reed, I started getting closer and closer to that tree, and all of a sudden this thing started growling at me in the darkness. I could not see anything. I didn't know what it was. I didn't think the deer made those kinds of noises. And it was pawing its feet, and it was growling, and it knew that I was there, and I knew that it was there. Amen. But when the morning came, when the light came, I could see what was going on. I knew what was happening, and I was sure all of my fears and my doubts and everything. Amen. Does anybody else get afraid in the very dark? No? Well, God bless all of you. Amen. Just come to the church and turn all the lights off at midnight and pray. And leave those doors open. Amen. And I'm not going to talk about monsters tonight. Amen. But where the creepy things can come in, you know. And I remember praying at the church that I got saved in. There were two stairways that went down into the basement. And I'm telling you what, at midnight, those dark corridors that went down into the depths, it really made you unnerved. Amen. It made me pray louder and pray harder. Well, praise God, it did. And you know, what we understand tonight is that we can't see in the darkness. But Psalm chapter 74 and verse 16, he said, "The day is thine." Well, we know that when everything's shining bright, we've got good perception of what's going on in our life. But he says, "The night also is thine." Amen. "Thou hast prepared the light and the sun." So it's not just the light of the sun, it is light. And the light that we have is the Word of God. Amen. The light is the Word of God. The day belongs to God. The night belongs to God. Can somebody say amen to that? Amen. Praise the Lord. In other words, I've got you covered. Amen. I'll take care of everything. Don't worry about a thing. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. I'm doing my best. I hope you're doing your best. Praise God. You know, think about it here for a moment. David talked about being in his mother's womb. And he said, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Amen. And in our mother's womb, God had us covered. Amen. What a mighty God we serve tonight. Praise the Lord. It's all right to give him a hand clap. Amen. What a mighty God we serve tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When all of the cells came together, you just look at what takes place when a child is born and through the 9 months of the gestation period. I'm telling you what, it's a miracle. Anybody that says it just came about because of a big bang somewhere and that we're a part of a rock, we came from a rock, you can just look at them and say, "You don't know what you're talking about." Amen. Well, how do you know that's not true? How do you know that it is true? Amen. And there are those that have proven that it's not true, and the body of evidence is becoming greater and greater. Amen. That's just a belief that there is no God, that our God is nature. But our God is not nature tonight. God made nature. God made the hills and the earth and everything that is seen, but he also made the light and the darkness. And so when he made the light, that was when he gave us the ability to perceive and to comprehend. But he also made the night. He knows that it is good for us to go through a nighttime. I don't know how many hours in our life that we spend in the darkness sleeping, but it's an awful lot of time. Unless you're some people that can get by with 15 minutes a day of sleep. Now, you talk about getting a jump on the world. That person can get a jump on the world. But it takes most of us a lot longer than 15 minutes. Amen. And we spend a lot of time in the dark. Did you know that plants grow more in the dark than they do in the light? Amen. Praise God. Your tomatoes will grow more in the nighttime than they will in the daytime. And God knew, God made it that way, that everything that he created will experience light and darkness. And it is all of the Lord. It was created by the Lord. And so in the context of what I'm preaching tonight, there are going to be times that you're walking in the darkness. Amen. But don't be afraid of the darkness, because I've got you covered. Amen. I'm there. I'm walking with you wherever you go. Matthew chapter 14, a classic story in the Word of God. Matthew 14 and verse 23, "And when he sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when even was come, he was there alone. And so he told his disciples, you know, go to the other side. And this is the story of the winds and the waves. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary." And here he is up in a mountain praying. Here he is in the solitude of the mountain, wherever he was. Maybe he had a favorite place, a cleft on the rock, and he could just go there and meditate and pray and be there alone. Amen. And I think sometimes we need to do that. I know we do. The Bible talks about meditating on thy word day and night. Amen. We can't do it constantly because we have other things that are required of us. But there must come a time, and I believe it should be on a regular basis. That doesn't mean that I do it, but I know that it is something that would benefit us greatly. If you could take the time and find your own prayer closet and steal away alone for a season of time and talk to God. Amen. Because there are some things you need to talk to God, just you and God. Amen. It's nobody else's business. It's just between you and God. That doesn't mean we have things to hide, but it's just that kind of a relationship. Here he is up in the mountain all alone, and he's praying. And down here on the water, it is nighttime. Amen. They're in the darkness in the nighttime, and they're rowing hard at the boat. The boat is flipping up and down. The waves are crashing against the boat, and the wind was contrary. So get the two different pictures here. One is in a place of solitude and peace and comfort and connection with God, and the others are down low on the sea of life, and they're being tossed, and they're getting wet, and they're just pulling real hard. They're sweating. They don't know how they're going to make it across. What two different opposites we have here. Amen. And in the fourth watch of the night, everybody said the fourth watch of the night. The fourth watch of the night. The Jews had three watches in the night, and they were 4 hours apiece. But when the Romans came and took over that part of the world, they made an extra watch. And so the watches were 3 hours apart. And so the fourth watch of the night was from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. It was called the morning watch. Amen. This was the time of day where, as I've already said, everything looks a little bit foggy. It's dark. You don't know what's going to happen. You're driving down the road and something could jump out at you. You're going down through life's journey and, you know, things can happen out of nowhere. But then all of a sudden, I don't know if you've ever done this, but all of a sudden on the eastern horizon, there's a faint gray that appears. Just a faint gray. And it's still hard to maneuver. It's still hard to see where you're at and what's coming up against you. And as you travel forward, it gets a little bit brighter. The gray turns to a little bit of a light gray. And then it gets a little bit lighter and lighter until you see that top tip, amen, the tippy top, praise the Lord, of the sun, and it begins to shine. Well, praise God. It begins to shine, and all of a sudden the fears of things that are coming abandons you. It's gone. I can now see clearly where I'm going. Well, it was at the fourth watch of the night. I think it was at a time when the horizon was turning a gray color, and they really couldn't see what was going on. They couldn't tell which wave was going to hit them again. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. I don't know if anybody else does, but I'm telling you what, it was at that point in their time that Jesus decided to come walking on the water. Amen. He could have just appeared in the boat and said, hey, everything's going to be all right. But he came to them walking on the water. I think what he's trying to tell us tonight, I got you guys covered. Praise God. You're having troubles in your boat. I don't need a boat. I'll just walk on the water. Amen. The night and the day are alike unto me. I own the day. I own the night. And I don't need a boat to protect me. Amen. In another place, he was asleep in the boat. Praise God. Can we sleep in our boat? Can we sleep on the rough waters of this life? Amen. Well, I think we can diminish the difficulties quite a bit. Praise God. If we'll just understand that the Lord has got us covered. Don't worry about it. Amen. I'll take care of everything. Praise God. Do you believe God will do that? I do. He'll do anything to bless His people. Amen. But He made the day and He made the night. And so when you think about it, amen, Jesus came because He had them covered. Amen. And I hope it's more than just a sermon tonight. Amen. I hope that it is truth down deep in your heart. Praise God, because there will be daytime when everything is going right, everything is smooth, no problems, no troubles, no situations. But then all of a sudden, the light begins to diminish. Amen. It doesn't go from day to night, and it doesn't go from night to day just like that. It is a slow-moving process. Amen. And things will be going good, and all of a sudden, you notice that the sun is down around the horizon. My, this day's gone by fast. And now all of a sudden, it's half of a sun, and then a quarter of a sun. And if you've ever been in the mountains, I used to live in Colorado Springs, and it really wasn't much of a transition. It wasn't like that because the mountains, when the sun went over the mountains, all of a sudden everything was dark. But that's the way it works in the mountains. But for most of us, it is a gradual thing. All of a sudden, your child gets an attitude, and you begin to worry about them, and you begin to pray for them. And then all of a sudden, they have their struggles, and they begin to struggle with life, and things get worse, and you begin to fret, you begin to worry. Hey, I want to tell you today, God's got it covered. Amen. That doesn't eliminate us doing our part and loving our children and being there for them when they stumble. But I'm telling you tonight, we got to understand God owns the day and He owns the night. Don't worry about a thing. I've got you covered. Amen. And so He came. And, of course, Peter said, if that's you, Lord, bid me come walk on the water. And Jesus said, come on. And so He did, but He became afraid. Jesus stretched out His hand. And this has always amazed me. He said, O thou of little faith. Amen. I've never walked on water before. But I guess they've got these things where you can walk on water now. Those big old paddle things. And you can walk on the water, or you can stand on it and you can go through the water. And they've got those now. But they didn't have those in Jesus' day. Amen. Peter walked on the water for a ways, and then he began to fall, and Jesus said, O thou of little faith. Amen. O thou of little faith. You made it through the night, Peter. You made it through the storm, Peter. But I want you to come up a little bit higher and experience the miracle hand of God in your life. Amen. Come on. Step out of that boat and come to me, and I'll show you what I can really do in your life. Amen. And it was in the fourth watch. It's usually in the fourth watch that people give up. Amen. It's in the fourth watch that they give up. Oh, God, don't let me give up. I don't ever want to give up. Amen. That'd be like walking away from those that you love. I just would never even think about that. Amen. Would never even consider that possibility. Praise God. Because of love. Amen. And if we love Him, do you love Him tonight? I love Him. Praise God. I love Him. And so when we understand that He's got us covered, I looked at a few things here, and I'll be finished here in just a few moments. But He covered the earth with a flood, didn't He? And that was for the sake of the righteous. I looked it up, and He covered Egypt with frogs. He covered Egypt with the locusts. And he covered the chariots of Pharaoh with the sea. Amen. He covered the enemy to protect his people. God is able to do anything tonight. He covered Mount Sinai with his glory for 6 days, the Bible says. And he covered the tabernacle with a cloud and a fire. Amen. He covered the Ark of the Covenant with two cherubims and their wings touching at the top. He covered the wood of the tabernacle with silver and gold. Amen. He covered us in our mother's womb. I don't understand that, but that's what the Word of God says. He made me in his image. Amen. He covers us, as Scripture says, in the shadow of his hand. Shadow of his hand. Amen. There I am in the shadow of his hand. I may not be able to touch him. I'm down there where the shadow is, and his hand is up higher than the shadow. And I reach for him, but I can't seem to find him sometimes. I pray, and it seems like my prayers just don't go anywhere. I think that's why some people stop in prayer. Now, I know it's getting really quiet here tonight because we're losing the thrill of prayer. As a church, we've got to find a thrill in prayer. Well, I'm just going to tell you how I feel tonight. Amen. We've got to get excited about prayer and believe that God hears our prayer. Amen. Especially when we come together and when we're alone. Amen. We need to pray. If we don't pray, amen, we're not going to have that covering in our lives. Praise God. Adam and Eve were covered by the covering of the blood. Amen. And Jesus said in Matthew 10:26, "Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid, that shall not be known." And you would think that that means the sinners that cover their sins, it's going to be exposed and it's not going to be hid. Well, I've got a little different take on that tonight, that it's hidden because God allows it to be hidden. You can't hide anything when God reveals it. Praise the Lord, you can't. And so nothing is covered. Did you know that when you were a sinner, he didn't cast you into the lake of fire? He covered over that for a while. He gave you a space to live your life and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Praise God. He gave us a time period. Amen. If you have a loved one tonight that's not in the church, don't give up hope on them because of circumstances and situations. The reason it hasn't gone completely downhill is because God has a covering over them. He makes the day, he makes the night. It all belongs to him. And when he lifts his hand, it will be exposed. And I've got a feeling tonight, I've seen it many times, that people can live in sin their whole life long. Living in sin their whole life long. And nothing seems to go wrong. Everything seems to go right. That's really the attraction of the world in our day. But I'm telling you why there is no judgment is because God's got it covered. But the day's going to come when he's going to lift the cover off. Amen. And he's going to reveal everything that has been hidden in this life. Somebody said amen. Amen. Romans 4, verse 7. Saying, "Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered." Praise the Lord. I'm covered tonight. I've got you covered, he says. Don't worry about a thing. Amen. I've got everything taken care of. Do you believe that tonight? You say, "Well, I believe it, but I've got this problem, and I just don't know how it's all going to work out." Just remember, the night and the day are alike unto God. They're alike unto God. I'm covered tonight by the love of God. Are you covered by the love of God tonight? Amen. I'm covered tonight by his word. I'm covered tonight by his mercies. I'm covered by his long suffering. Scripture says I'm covered by his shadow, and I am covered by his feathers. Amen. Praise God. And I want to say as we close here tonight that this goes for your children too. Don't give up hope. Don't stop praying for your children. Don't stop praying for the church. Amen. Don't stop praying when we come together as we come to worship the Lord. Prayer is important. Amen. Prayer is very, very important. And we need to understand that he and he alone, amen, is the one that will cover us. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together tonight. Praise God. Thank you all for indulging me here tonight. Amen. I hope somebody receives something out of the Word of God tonight. Praise the Lord. It's not always shouting and running and jumping. Amen. David said, I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Well, there comes a time when you can leap over a log, maybe. But over a wall, David died when he was 70, and I think it was because he just wore himself out completely. Amen. Swinging that sword so many times and working so hard for God, amen, that he just got worn out. Amen. Smile just a little bit. You might say, well, I'm worn out. You're not worn out all the way because you're still here. Praise God. And God's got a plan for your life. God's got a purpose for your life. And he's got us covered. Amen. Amen. Let's pray together. Somebody lift your voice and let's thank God for his word tonight.